RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
The T-Biz podcast delivers T-news that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for T professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Each year, the T-Biz portal publishes the State of the Tea Industry Forecast, a forward-looking assessment of production, pricing, trade, and demand. We invite tea professionals across the value chain to review the findings and contribute their perspective. Your insights help refine the forecast before it is finalized on March 1st.
Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. China announces a $216 billion tea industry target by 2030. What the India-Bangladesh political reset means for tea, and a tea demand narrative for dementia risk coverage. Plus, farmer-powered AI. 78% of the 720,000 Kenyan smallholders who rely on tea for their livelihoods cultivated on plots of a half acre or less. The sector is crucial to the economy, providing millions of jobs and contributing significantly to the country's GDP. Yet most farmers operate in the dark, receiving little to no real-time feedback on leaf quality, pricing outcomes, or how their harvest performs at the factory intake. Today we speak with Sainstar Killel, co-founder of Farmer Power AI, a Nairobi-based startup developing computer vision and AI tools to improve green leaf quality at the point of intake. By combining barcode traceability, conveyor-based sorting hardware, and a proprietary AI model trained to classify primary versus secondary leaf, FarmerPower.ai aims to reduce downgrading, increase premium yield, and provide real-time feedback to farmers. If successful, the platform could reshape how quality is measured, rewarded, and monetized in Kenyan tea. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What happens when businesses along the tea supply chain get together and support women and children in tea communities? The Mother and Child-Friendly Seal for Responsible Business is creating long-term positive impacts, making your cup of Ceylon tea all the sweeter. Learn more at srilanka-motherandchildseal.org.
China began a new year with a clear industrial goal, expanding value-added formats and health-adjacent branding, consistent with national policy to expand tea into cosmetics, healthcare, and daily consumer applications. Beijing has issued national guidelines to upgrade the tea sector, setting a target of 1.5 trillion won, roughly 216 billion U.S. dollars, for the full tea industrial chain by 2030. The language is deliberate. Authorities are calling for improved quality and efficiency, environmentally friendly production, intelligent manufacturing systems, and stronger international competitiveness. This is not framed as an agricultural initiative. It's framed as an industrial modernization strategy. The guidance sets interim milestones for 2028, focusing on modernization in traditional tea regions, expanding product variety, and widening consumption scenarios. But the most consequential detail is this. The policy encourages tea raw materials and components to move into adjacent sectors, including daily chemicals, cosmetics, and healthcare products. In other words, China is signaling that tea is no longer just leaf. To understand the scale of this ambition, consider the baseline. China already accounts for more than half of global tea production, roughly 3.7 million metric tons annually, and export volumes through 2025 showed double-digit year-over-year growth in several reporting periods. Green tea continues to dominate shipments, but value-added categories are expanding. China's domestic market represents approximately half of all of the revenue generated globally. At the same time, global growth rates in tea extracts and concentrates are running in the high single digits annually, and organic tea segments are growing at double-digit rates in many markets. These are precisely the categories aligned with, quote, industrial chain, end quote, language. Standard inputs, functional ingredients, traceable supply systems, and scalable manufacturing. There's also a geographic dimension. China's export flows increasingly lean towards African, Central Asian, and Middle Eastern destinations, many aligned with Belt and Road trade corridors, while new style Chinese tea chains continue to expand globally, effectively embedding Chinese supply chains abroad. So what does this 2030 target actually mean? It means China is institutionalizing a dual-track strategy: scale in green tea exports to volume markets and accelerate to higher margin segments, extracts, ingredients, branded retail systems, and cross-category applications. If executed effectively, this policy could strengthen standardization, increase upstream R&D investment, and intensify competition, not just at the commodity level, but also in functional and value-added tea formats. It's not a production headline. It signals value chain intent. And for global tea professionals, that means watching not only tonnage, but where China is moving next, into ingredients, into branded ecosystems, and into markets where tea competes far beyond the teacup. Business Insight. Mao Limin, former CEO of Zhejiang Tea Group, one of China's largest and most internationally active state-linked tea enterprises, left ZTG after 36 years to found Tea Doctor, a company partnering with a major university to develop products aligned with broader lifestyle and wellness trends. Tea Doctor is an example of a brand positioned at the intersection of tea, health, and functional wellness. Bangladesh's political transition is being read in New Delhi as an opportunity to restore friendlier, more predictable relations. For the tea industry, that matters less in geopolitics and more in logistics. If relations warm, the immediate beneficiaries are likely to be auction participation, transport corridors, and transaction efficiency. Bangladesh's tea auctions remain centered in Chittagong, formerly known as Chittagong, where more than 87 million kilograms were auctioned in the 2024-25 season. Pricing is driven by competitive bidding and sensitive to cross-border flows, currency liquidity, and port throughput. Chittagong's importance is historical. Tea cultivation began there in 1840, but its relevance today is operational. The old rail logic linking Assam to Chittagong port still shapes freight economics in the eastern subcontinent. When political friction rises, transit privileges tighten, customs slows, working capital costs increase. When cooperation improves, these obstacles ease. That can influence realized prices more than modest shifts in production. India remains a significant export partner within the subcontinent. Northeastern Indian teas are geographically closer to Bangladesh port infrastructure than to some Western Indian gateways. Efficient land border procedures and predictable rail or inland waterway links can materially lower freight costs. There is also the currency question. Recent bilateral discussions have included local currency settlement mechanisms designed to reduce pressure on dollar reserves. For tea exporters operating on thin margins, minimizing foreign exchange exposure and settlement delays can be meaningful. Tea is a high-volume trade. Liquidity and speed matter. Climate adds another layer. Both India and Bangladesh are navigating increased variability in rainfall, pest pressure, and yield stability. Bangladeshi analysts have called for research into climate-adaptive varieties, cross-border technical cooperation in agronomy, pest monitoring, soil health, would be economically rational in a more stable political environment. So what does this reset realistically deliver? Not dramatic structural change, not immediate price spikes. More likely, smoother flows, reduced friction, marginal efficiency gains across auctions, transport corridors, and settlement systems. And in a commodity business, marginal efficiency compounds. Business Insight. The India-Bangladesh story isn't about signing a new grand agreement. It's about removing friction from a system that's already interconnected. Tea doesn't need political headlines. It needs predictable rail links, efficient ports, and working capital that isn't trapped in FX volatility. So watch the operational indicators. Are customs delays easing? Is Chattogram throughput rising? Are bilateral research initiatives moving forward? In South Asian tea, diplomacy shows up in freight rates and auction sheets. Logistics and politics aren't separate conversations. They're pricing mechanisms in disguise. A large prospective cohort analysis drawing on the long-running Nurses Health Study and Health Professionals Follow-Up Study, which involves more than 131,000 adults and tracked over decades, reports that higher intake of caffeinated coffee was associated with a lower risk of developing dementia. Tea consumption showed similar inverse associations with cognitive outcomes. Notably, decaffeinated coffee did not demonstrate the same relationship. The results were most apparent at moderate intake levels, consistent with a nonlinear dose response curve rather than more is better. For the tea trade, the headline isn't just the epidemiology, it's the amplification. Major mainstream outlets frame the findings as comparatively strong within nutrition research, while carefully emphasizing that this is an association, not a proof of causation. Independent experts reinforce that caffeine and polyphenol exposure may be contributing factors, but they are not substitutes for sleep, exercise, cardiovascular health, or overall diet quality. What makes this commercially relevant is behavioral reinforcement. Tea is already a habitual beverage embedded in daily routines. When credible, long-horizon data suggests a potential cognitive benefit at moderate consumption levels, it strengthens the, quote, everyday wellness, end quote, narrative without requiring a reformulation or functional add-on. Expect this to surface in retail talking points, earned media, and possibly packaging language, though regulatory guardrails remain firm. The disciplined approach is clear. Emphasize moderation, use the phrase associated with, and avoid drifting into prevention claims. Credibility compounds, overstatement erodes trust. This week's Tea Price Report is sponsored by the East Africa Tea Trade Association, EATTA, owners of the Mombasa Tea Auction since 1956. Week 7, ending 13 February 2026. Tea markets closed ISO Week 7 with a steadier tone as buyers continue to prioritize near-term cover and invoice certainty over forward risk, but showed slightly more willingness to compete with seasonal leaf and clean manufacturing was evident. Across origin, demand remained decisively quality-led. Well-made teas cleared consistently, average descriptions met selective inquiry, and plainer invoices faced widening resistance, reinforcing dispersion within catalogs rather than uniform strength. Buyer participation remained concentrated, with fewer hands setting the clearing level across several catalogs, leaving secondary lines to trade unevenly, especially where liquidity grades dominated offerings. Export discipline persisted, supported by currency dynamics and elevated input costs, which limited the willingness to accept discounts and keep price floors intact, even where demand for off-grade softened. In Colombo, the early season uplift in select high-grown and bright liquoring teas continued to anchor sentiment, while low-grown segments remain more invoice-specific and sensitive to buyer replacement alternatives. Prices averaged $3.14 U.S. per kilo, down 1 cent from the prior week. In North India, Assam liquidity grades continued to function as the price-setting mechanism, with buying largely contractual and execution-driven rather than speculative. Prices averaged USD $2.01 per kilo in week 7, down 1 cent from US 202 per kilo in the prior week. In East Africa, competitive bidding concentrated around proven BP1 and PF1 and clean dusts, while planar lots saw wider bid-ask gaps, consistent with a market that is clearing volume but rewarding specification. Prices averaged $2.22 per kilo in week 7, down 1 cent from US 221 the prior week. Auction pricing in Indonesia remains secondary to contract and direct sales activities, with selective interest focused on specialty lots and improved T's. Where spot buying did occur, it was disciplined and specification-led rather than broad-based. Prices averaged US $1.19 per kilo in week 7, up 1 cent from US 118 per kilo the prior week. Overall headline averages again masked the real signal. The spread between must-own T's and undifferentiated T's has widened, and that dispersion is increasingly the durable feature of price discovery. Visit www.tjourney.pub and select T-Price Report for a detailed regional breakdown, 6-month trade signals, and near-term outlook for quarter one. That's the T-Biz T-Price Report for week 7, ending 13 February 2026. And now, a word from this week's sponsor.
Hello, I'm Bogdan, a passionate tea drinker and the inventor of the ultimate tea machine, the Brewmaker One. Preparation is key to making fine tea. Sequential steepings deliver the best taste possible and unlock the true value of whole leaf teas and botanicals. Brew automates that process without using any pots or capsules. This simple-to-operate smartphone-controlled device stores steeping profiles to consistently make great tea at the push of a button. Brew also reduces time, waste, and energy. That's because I engineered the brew to remember control settings for temperature, brewing time, and quantity. Using my patented process lets you stack steeps simply and conveniently.
78% of Kenya's 720,000 tea smallholders cultivate half an acre or less. Tea Anchor's rural income supports millions of jobs and remains one of the country's most important export sectors. Yet at the farm gate, quality is largely assessed after processing when value has already been diluted. Most growers deliver green leaf with little real-time feedback, limited visibility to downgrading, and minimal transparency into how their harvest performs once it enters the factory. Today, we spotlight Sane Star Kilil, a co-founder of Farmer Power AI, a Nairobi-based ad tech startup building AI-powered intake infrastructure designed to address that structural gap. FarmerPower.ai integrates computer vision, machine learning, and conveyor-based sorting hardware to classify green leaf at intake. Each batch is barcoded and linked to the farmer. The system evaluates measurable attributes: leaf count, moisture, size, structural integrity, using a proprietary model that reports 93% classification accuracy. Primary and secondary leaf are separated before processing, preserving premium yield potential rather than averaging it away. The objective is economic as much as technical. Reduce downgrading, increase premium yield ratios, align incentives at intake, and convert quality into measurable data. Raised in a tea-growing family, Kilil understands the cost of information's symmetry. Farmer Power is currently in prototype development and early-stage fundraising, exploring a leasing model for hardware paired with recurring software and data services. If scalable, the platform positions itself not as a brand, but as infrastructure, shifting quality accountability upstream and reshaping how Kenya Tea is measured, priced, and monetized. Sane was raised in a family of tea growers and brings firsthand insight into the structural information gaps that affect smallholder income, particularly the absence of real-time quality measurement at intake. She holds a postgraduate degree in AI and machine learning from Caltech and a master's degree in sustainability, innovation, and technology from Tomorrow University. Sane is co-founder of FarmerPower.ai, an intake level quality and traceability platform combining AI-driven leaf classification, barcode link batch tracking, and hardware-based sorting software to separate primary and secondary leaf before processing. The company is developing a factory leasing model and recurring software services, positioning FarmerPower as a scalable quality infrastructure for origin markets. Startup is currently in prototype development and fundraising stages. Welcome to the TBS podcast, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me and for making time to talk with me today.
Talk to me about your program and help our listeners understand why it's important for Kenya to amplify the richness of its teas and improve the quality.
I also come from a family of tea growers. And I have really witnessed this, how there is a bit of unfairness in the industry towards farmers. And the number one issue that they have is quality. So what we are doing with my project is we aim to improve quality in tea, but this is the vision, but there is so many other things surrounding the quality improvement. For example, we will do quality control at intake rather than it being done at the end of the process where it's already too late to make any changes or to make any improvements. So we do quality control at intake. We also offer 100% traceability. So farmers are aware how their batch performed every single day, real time. They get insights, helpful insights. They get feedback. So this also ensures that they're not getting shortchanged by the industry, they're earning what they deserve, and they're also very well informed. They know how to improve during the next collection cycle. This is how we help the farmers. And then for the factory, after our analysis has been done, we do the sorting for them. So it's like for tea, there is primary and secondary leaves. So instead of processing everything together with the garbage, which usually leads to around of 30% of downgrading. So we do the sorting and we process primary leaves separately and secondary leaves separately to guarantee higher volumes in premium tea and secondary tree. We also still find its market.
In conventional factory overflows, green leaf is aggregated and processed together, regardless of variability in plucking standards, moisture levels, or leaf integrity. The result's predictable. High quality premium leaf is diluted by secondary or coarse material, driving downgrading rates as high as 30%. Because tea quality is path dependent, largely determined by the integrity of the green leaf at intake, once mixed, value cannot be recovered downstream. Sorting at intake reverses that logic. By separating primary and secondary leaf before processing, factories preserve premium potential rather than dilute it. The impact is both technical and economic. Higher premium yield ratios, cleaner blend formulations, better price realization, and clearer performance feedback for farmers. In short, differentiation replaces dilution. With that context, we ask Sane to explain how the system works to make traceability real for the industry.
Our project has a software and a hardware, and we use computer vision and AI to do the analysis of the tea leaves. And we have experts, tea experts in our team who have helped us identify what makes primary leaf and what makes secondary leaves. With our model, we actually achieve 93% accuracy. So if this is classified as primary leaf, that is like over 90% guarantee that this will be premium leaf. And then what we do with this information also, we can inform blending because like with tea with blending, you can always know like what is it dust or is it the bigger particles that make what kind of blend. So All of this information and data can be accessed on our dashboard, which will have different access levels. The board can access it. Marketers can access it. The regulators can access it. It will be very open. I think it will literally change the industry, especially in Kenya. I really want the industry to improve. There is a huge, huge quality issue in the Kenyan industry now, and we believe that this can solve that and also the information gaps that are massive in the industry.
Describe the obstacles to adoption.
I feel like with agriculture and the tea industry, there has not been a lot of technological innovations, especially now, like every other industry is developing and trying to automate a lot of things and just make things a little bit more efficient to help everybody, all stakeholders in the industry. I understand it can be a bit difficult, especially like with agriculture, to automate a lot of things, but the solution we're building, I believe, can, you know, address a few of the challenges that the industry is facing. And I know you address a lot about the unfairness between the producers and the buyers. There is a huge disparity. It's one of the things that we are trying to solve with our system to improve the tea industry, is to solve the quality issue. And our whole project is based around quality improvement. So it's software, computer vision plus a hardware, which is a conveyor belt. And I think the number one issue with quality is like farmers do not get feedback real time. So they are basically producing blindly. They have no idea how their tea performs after they send it to the factory. They have no idea how it's sold. They just get a lot of complaints from the factory, from the board, from the industry that quality is bad. But they have no idea how to improve that. So how we are doing that, we will trace. So each bag will have a little barcode. And then when it arrives at the factory, so we have like our own conveyor belts. So when it arrives at the factory, we know whose batch is on the belt at the moment. And then we have trained the model. We have built our model from scratch, and it classifies the leaves based off moisture, number of leaves, size. We have like a list of long attributes that you aggregate the sum, and then you classify them primary and secondary leaves. And then it doesn't end there, secondary leaves separately. And what this does is it ensures that there is high volume of premium tea being processed, because as per my understanding, there is a lot of downgrading happening at the factory already. With tea, the end produce is dependent on the leaves, like 80% of it is dependent on the green leaf.
I think this is a great idea, and I'm sure others in the industry want to help you improve the quality of Kenyan tea. Will you tell our listeners how they can help, what they can do to support your success?
Because we're just under 1 year, so all the information, any articles that you think might help us with our research, as we're still in the prototype development stage, information is what we are seeking, and just to be able to understand the market, just so we know we're very aligned with our vision and the direction we are heading to. We are also in the fundraising stage, so we are doing the prototype testing and development, but we are raising funds and we're open to investors in exchange for equity or grants.
Well, we certainly wish you well. Contact Farmer Power at farmerpower.ai. Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of TBiz journalists and tea experts? Remember to visit the TBiz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.